Welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I am here with Stephen Cobb of ESET. Stephen, welcome.
Good to be here.
Stephen, you recently wrote a very good blog that we'll point readers at later in the show about this new Java zero-day vulnerability. Can you just briefly tell us what the vulnerability is?
Briefly is kind of difficult in that the technical description goes something like a privilege escalation due to a class that allows access to protected members of system classes which should not be accessible, and because of this, malicious code can bypass the restrictions imposed by the sandbox.
Okay, mercy. Dumb it down for us.
Okay, so basically what we're looking at is a situation where you could be going to a website and you've got Java running in your web browser. The website that you visit can exploit this weakness in the way Java is programmed in your Java plugin in your web browser and execute unauthorized commands on your system. And what we saw very soon after this vulnerability was known was websites popping up to infect people with malware using this particular vulnerability.
So is the vulnerability fixed or is it still out there?
This particular vulnerability that cropped up, yes, is fixed. Oracle, which owns Java, broke its normal update cycle to push out a fix. It caused a little bit of controversy, though, because one of the organizations which pointed out the vulnerability in the first place analyzed the fix and said that it hadn't fixed all of the problems that they had told Oracle about.
So, Stephen, it sounds like particular elements or this incident was fixed, but Java in general still may have, or maybe always has had, security concerns for users. Is that the case?
I think so. The history is not particularly encouraging in terms of the rate at which people find holes in Java as is implemented in the browser. And I think there is some doubt in some people's minds about Oracle's commitment to really fixing it with the speed at which it needs to be fixed, given the speed at which exploits are found. And one of the things that we're seeing here is this industrialization of malware in which the skill set of the bad guys keeps increasing. They're farming out the finding of new holes, and that requires a patching cycle faster than Oracle was originally committed to. Will Oracle move to a faster patching cycle or not? I don't know. In the meantime, it seems judicious to urge caution about use of Java plugins in the browser and disable them if you don't need them.
So is it easy to disable your Java plugin? Is it something that the average user can do and quickly and easily?
That does depend on which browser you're using. And as I wrote in the blog, the Chrome and Firefox and Opera and Safari are all fairly simple in terms of finding where you go to turn off the Java plugin. Internet Explorer is a little more tricky. And one strategy I've seen is people not use Internet Explorer as their main browser, use Firefox or Chrome with Java disabled. And then if they have to go to a site that is a trusted site, which is using Java, and they need a browser, then use Internet Explorer. And I should be clear, there are some legitimate uses of Java out there. Sometimes companies have deployed things on their company websites for employees using Java plugin. But there's some debate as to how much websites are using Java at all now. And there are a lot of people recommending, let's turn it off in the browser, we don't need it. And just to be clear, Java plugin is quite different from JavaScript. So those are two different things. If you turn off your Java plugin in your web browser, you won't lose the ability to run JavaScript on pages.
That's good advice. Stephen, one thing I really like about your blog is you actually take each browser and you tell folks, quite easily, or in some cases not so easily, but you walk them through it. Listeners, you really should go to blog.eset.com. Java Zero Day is the title by Stephen Cobb, and he will walk you through everything you need to do. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.
You've been listening to the Malware Report. We'll talk to you next week.